Welcome back to Dip TV Finance. It's that time of the week when we're speaking to a market maverick, Clem Chambers, CEO and founder of ADVFN. How are you today, Clem?
I'm good. I'm not being a maverick. I'm being right. I mean, how is that a maverick? Market's agreeing with me.
Well, that is actually quite unusual for many. The bar is rather low on the financial commentator scale, if you look around the international landscape.
Glad you bought it.
Being right is always at a premium, I think.
Yes, it would appear to be so. I'm never ceased to be amazed at what rubbish a lot of people talk.
Yes, it's terrible, isn't it? But I mean, I'm reminded, for instance, the headline over the weekend, Brexit will be delayed till 2019. I think I was going to actually say, I think it should be just get rid of the one and put 2-9 rather than 1-9 in there.
No Brexit. I keep saying no Brexit.
Fudge it. Fudge it is actually the correct term, isn't it?
Well, that's what they said when the result came in. But no, it's no Brexit. They're just hoping that nobody's going to want it by then.
People won't notice. People forget about it.
Yeah. You know, things go off the boil, don't they? That's what they're hoping. Because, you know, you've got to understand that the whole of the inverted commas elite or the government, both on the elected side and the non-elected side, they don't want a Brexit. That's the last thing they want. They love Europe. And why shouldn't they? I love Europe too. But, you know, they're not going to pass it. But they can't say no. Well, they could. That's what the Dutch said, and that's what the Greeks said, and that's what the Italians and French said to various of their referendum. But no, we're going to fudge it.
Right. And so, is there going to be any fallout? Will people be moaning and groaning in 2 or 3 years' time and saying nothing happened, but it'll be too late by then? Is that right?
Well, remember, only maybe half of the half care. Right. So half the 49% are going to go, oh, thank goodness for that. It never happened. Oh, well, that's not such a bad thing. Half of the half are going to say, well, you know, so what? I wasn't really into it. So, you know, it just drifts off, doesn't it? And that's what they're doing, kicking it into long grass. That's what they say Theresa May. Probably not.
Right. And just, will the consolation prize be a soaring stock market and a soaring housing market so that we forget about that issue as a compensation?
We've got soaring stock market. They're supporting the whole edifice, aren't they, the Bank of England, with billions of dollars worth of QE or pseudo-QE.
Yeah.
So that's going to go straight into the stock market. So that's good news. That's good news for anybody that believes that that's right.
So we just pile into the stock market with funds and stocks and just anything you can, you know, just lay your hands on, you know, futures, anything.
I must say that's what I did. You know, I've got quite a lot of money in some ETFs, income ETF and the FTSE 100 ETF. I mean, they're ETFs that are paying 4%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% dividends on an ETF. I mean, that's pretty nice. So that's why I'm parking my cash, because who wants 0% in the bank? So parked it in income dividends and FTSE 100, because there's a lift going on there with the QE that's going on. And then you stock pick stuff that's going to go well. Well, I've stock picked anything that's been hit by Brexit that doesn't seem to be logical. Little bit of airlines. I haven't got the house builders. I'm not mad on them. They're expensive. A little bit of banking, and you know the usual suspects. Financial
these are domestic. I mean, domestic facing companies. I mean, I'm just trying to think of Pets at Home or Dixon's Carphone or something like that. Something which is
Dixon's Carphone. I go for cheap, right? Look at it. And I go, you know, these guys are doing a lot of sales or paying a bloody great dividend. That's too cheap. I mean, if there's a huge blue chip company paying 5% dividend or 6% dividend or 4.5%, I mean, that's got to be cheap because people need income. And if it's a company that's been running for 200 years and makes fat profits, why wouldn't you buy that dividend? Why would you not keep buying that dividend until it's like about 3%? You would, wouldn't you? At 3%, you go, well, maybe equity risk now means I won't buy any more. But at 5%, it's a no-brainer. So you pick out the FTSE 100 companies paying 5 and 6%, do a quick sanity check for stupidity and fraud, and pick the boring ones, and then just cop the dividend. And that's what the market's doing, because that's a carry trade, right? All the carry trade boys are doing is they're looking at the volatility, and they go, right, not bad volatility here, so I don't have to worry about waking up tomorrow with a capital loss. Oh, has it got any weird news that makes me think it's something's wrong here? Nope. Okay, boring. Pays 5%, nothing weird going on, correlated with the index, great. I'll have a couple of billion of that because I'll borrow that couple of billion from the bank for 1% and then I'll get a 5% dividend. Thank you very much, ka-ching, right? And that's what's driving this market up in the big cap area. That's why if you go down into stock picking zones, you won't find much going on there. If you go contrarian value investing, nothing going on there. Look at dividend paying stocks. Boom, they've gone through the roof because this whole market is driven by carry trade. It's driven by QE. That money goes into the stock market because it's not allowed out into the economy, really. And that's where it goes. And so that's where you should be. You know, always coattail the government. You know, always coattail government because they get what they want generally. So you might as well just, you know, front run them. Or you don't even have to front run them. Just follow what they're doing and then jump on board, right? And you can see what they love. They love property because they've all got it. And they love, you know, pumping money into industry and business and getting it where they can. So you just follow that along, you know, invest alongside the government. And, you know, you won't go far wrong, will you?
Well, I mean, this is rather academic now, but the big, you know, QE move was 2009, 2010, that sort of time, and we had the move up in the stock market. Why wasn't there an explosion to the upside as we're seeing now then? Why did that run out of steam? Was that just the EU or?
You remember the FTSE at 3,500?
Yep.
Well, it wasn't, was it, by 2012?
So, it just seems to be people are now finally, in 2016, really sort of really desperate for yield in the way that they should have been maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Well, look, it's very simple. If you're a man in the street, you absolutely believe in property. You're fascinated by it. You're hypnotized by it. So people bought property, and they've been buying property, and they keep buying property. It's only now people are starting to get a little bit wobbly about property that that money is now flowing into other areas. Why would you put your money into stocks where you can buy a house, rent it out? Yeah, but the government has been clamping down on that because they see that as being a kind of crazy and vicious circle on house prices that will go in indefinitely. So they're trying to, I wouldn't say clamp, well, clamp down is a good word for it, clamp down on buy to let. Well, if you can't invest in buy to let anymore, or you're getting worried about buy to let, where are you going to put your money?
Well, that was the news today that the rents in London have fallen for the first time in X amount of years. So it's finally cooling off because of that buy to let clampdown.
Yeah, boom, bubble, bust, right? I don't think there'll be a property bust because, again, that's where the money is as far as government is concerned, non-elected and elected. They've all got most of their assets in property, right? So you could always expect that to be supported. And everybody wants property supported. That is the thing that the British love. And, in fact, all around the world people love. Anyway, once you've got that kind of a vicious circle in prices, it will carry people along with it. And why would you go into equities, which are dangerous or feel dangerous, when you can go into property? People don't realize it's a 10 times leverage play for most of them. They don't understand leverage. They just have been told, and it's been proved right for two generations now, that property you can't lose, yeah, unless you get hit by a freak accident. So now that the heat's coming out of that, people have to look to the stock market. But that's not what's driving the stock market. What's driving the stock market is the carry trade of the institutions who are rebuilding their balance sheets after the global financial crisis a decade ago. They're still rebuilding. They're still trying to get their capital up over 10%. And you do that by borrowing money from the government and sticking it in a carry trade and earning an extra 2%. That's where the money is in banking. And that's the game that all the institutions are playing. But they have to buy the big caps for that. And that's what's driving the big caps. And that's where all the action is. So buy cheap big caps with nice yields. And park the, I mean, lovely, you get a dividend check, fantastic, 5-6%, boom, just drops on your carpet, you know, in pieces over 12-month period. That's lovely. Safe companies, high yields, you know, it's the best place in the market for people that aren't speculators or experts.
On that note, Clem Chambers, CEO and founder of ADVFN, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.
We'll be back after the break.